Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins. I am the host of this podcast. I am also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps landlords and property investors build and manage commercial properties. If you want to go and find out more, head on over to ncrealestate.co.uk. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to be here. This week, I want to talk about how many commercial properties should you have in your portfolio? The reason being is that we get to the start of the year and we put in place all of these huge goals. I really am the same. I put in place pretty lofty goals. When you are looking at big numbers without a plan to get there, that can be completely overwhelming. It can also be very overwhelming if you go on social media and you see people keep on buying property. You will have seen, or maybe you won't have seen, like, I don't expect anybody to notice this, but I went through NC Real Estate's Instagram and unfollowed everybody, pretty much. I think we only follow about 30 people now. The reason being is that's just not, those people were just not what we needed to look at and aspire to be. It wasn't the type of content we wanted to put out. It's not the type of collaborations we wanted to do. It wasn't to be offensive to those people. It's just, I firmly believe that you need to look at things which give you that motivation rather than look at things that make you feel like you're not going to achieve enough or you're not going to be able to get to where somebody else is. I've always done that on my personal Instagram account. I never follow more than 200 people at a time. And I go through and I really get rid of people that I don't want to follow anymore. Right? And that's just because of changes in preference, changes in how I am as a person, changes in what I'm focusing on. So going back to that question, how many commercial properties should you have in your portfolio? The perfect number of properties doesn't exist. The truth is that really you would only be wanting to buy the number of properties that got you to your financial goal. Right? And to get to that financial goal, what you really should be doing is thinking about, okay, so the end result is I want to bring in, say, £10,000 a month from my property portfolio. Great. Buy enough assets that get you to that gross £10,000 per month. Then either start paying down on all of those mortgages until the point you have no mortgages, then you've got these unencumbered assets, or grow the property portfolio until the point that you can sell some of them to pay off the debt on the others, and then you're left over with £10,000 in profit. That's my way of doing it. You may think, Natasha, but nobody else is doing that. That's why we get interest-only mortgages. We keep growing, and always have these properties. The problem with that is, as you will have seen over the last 12 months, is that hefty interest rates or changes in interest rates can really destroy your profit. In order to be in control of a situation for the long term for your property portfolio, you need to think about how do you put yourself in a position of control, You cannot control how the base rate changes, and you cannot control what interest rate lenders lend at. Of course, you can negotiate, but it might not always be where you want it to be. We're never going to get back to that base rate of 0.1%, or I'd be absolutely surprised. But obviously, you're also not going to be able to, year one, click your fingers and pay everything off. That is not investing. Investing is about growing, consolidating, changing around, and getting yourself to that end financial goal. If you end up with these big mortgages left on your properties as well, that's still a lot of debt you've got to service. That's a lot of money on a monthly basis that's going out that you're chucking at somebody else. Whereas if you pay that down, again, that's just coming into your pocket. The same as if you don't have a mortgage, you can plan for how much rental income you're bringing in on a monthly basis. And then you can have pots. You can have pots for maintenance. You can have pots for bigger projects on your portfolio. You know, the things that you do every 5 years, or the things that you do every 10 years. So if we then go back, step back to how many commercial properties are going to get you there? Well, if you want £10,000 a month, you could have one property. You could. I see some properties in central London, which definitely they're getting £10,000 or more rent per month from. That's also big shopping units across the board. You could get that in pretty much any area if you bought something that's big enough. Or you can buy a property with multiple units in it where you're diversifying the risk because you've got different tenants. It's unlikely that all of the different tenants are going to come out at once, in which case you need one property with multiple different tenants and you still get to that £10,000 per calendar month, right? Alternatively, you could buy tons and tons and tons of little smaller deals. Really is up to you. And that's an easier entry to commercial property or the property industry in general. I see a lot of people picking up smaller properties for 30, 40, £50,000 and renting them out for what, £500 a month? Fine. You know, whatever you want to do you. But there isn't a perfect number of properties. There is a number of assets that you can put within your property portfolio that is going to get you to that target figure, which means that you can live on that. I, this week, for those of you who transfer money into your SaaS, I had to have a money helper talk where somebody from Money Helper phones you up and talks you through all of the risks of transferring your pension out of its current provider. In my case, the People's Pension, who had the bulk of my pension, were absolutely fine to transfer, but the USS, the University's Superannuation Scheme, is that what it's called? I think so. They only had my pension worth £3,000. And in order for me to transfer it in to my SaaS, they wanted me to do this money helper meeting. Now, during the money helper meeting, the person on the phone asked me why I didn't want to leave my £3,000 in the USS. And I said, because its projected value in 30 years' time is £1,708. I didn't think that it was reasonable to have a pension that I'm not paying into anymore because I'm not an academic right now, that's losing money every year because they're taking so many fees. And that they only tend to invest for a spread of about a 3% return per annum, which doesn't even beat base rate at the moment. The chap on the end of the phone said to me, you need to be thinking about things differently. You need to be thinking, well, actually 3% is a really safe investment, that you're never going to lose that 3% because they're investing in things that are obviously going to have those good returns. Now, the USS invested in buying the Butlins portfolio, and they bought the Butlins portfolio at a 3% yield. Why? That doesn't seem very safe to me. I don't think that there's that much in these Butlins portfolios, especially because they're going to need a lot of maintenance. And that to me was a reckless investment. And I said that those kind of investments wrapped up with the fact that I'm actually losing money every year, because although maybe it's growing 3% year on year, more than that is coming out in the fees that I pay to this pension. So what is the point? The guy was trying to make the point that I should diversify and leave my money in different places. At that point, I then told him about my property portfolio, because he asked me, if I lost that £3,000, how would I afford to retire? My question back to him was, how would I afford to retire on £3,000? You know, like, come on. What a strange question. But anyway, I said to him, my plan was, I've been building this property portfolio and it's across my own name and my limited company and now in my SaaS. And I am going to keep growing that until the point that I can consolidate enough that I have no more mortgages, no more debt, and I can just live off of that. Do you know what he said to me? He said, that's a very nice plan, but what about in reality? I said, there is absolutely no way that me putting some stuff into my pension at 3% per annum is going to give me a good retirement fund at the moment. I said, I have to diversify, as you've just told me, and build up across the board. So that's when, so going back to the original point, you have to have a look at what do you want to achieve in the long run. Now, I'm gonna say, like, I'm in a pretty good position for retirement if I want to consolidate all of my portfolio. So roughly my portfolio at the moment brings in about £120,000 gross per annum. It's nice, isn't it? And so yeah, I've already hit that £10,000 per month mark. I'm going to start paying down on that, and that's where I get myself to that freedom. I don't need to get there at the moment. I love working. NC Real Estate pays my salary. I don't need any money from any of the other properties. But where I'm getting to with all of this, my gosh, you're probably like, Natasha, tangent. No, not tangent. Make that decision for the end goal and stay firm in that. Over the years, things you can't control in the economy are going to hit you. What you need to do, and what I realized that I needed to do, or what I had, was this plan to get me to where I needed to be. Right? And the number of properties really didn't matter in so long as I was diversifying my risk and I was getting to that target financial return. I'm putting that into you now. Do you actually need more and more and more properties? Or can you buy a select few which really make you some good money and make that work, make that income produce more and more every year by paying down on your mortgages? That is what I want you to think about going into 2024. Not more, but better. It's a really good way to start the year. And who cares if you can't go on social media and start swinging around keys and saying, this week I bought another property. My gosh, like, be grateful for the fact that you don't have another property that you have to maintain and pick up the phone to. You know, if you could streamline the whole thing into a couple of properties, hell yeah. For me, it's quality over quantity. hopefully that's got you thinking. Go and sit down with a pen and paper. Think about how much do you want to achieve? How much income do you want to achieve? Split that between a number of assets that you want to buy. You might have stocks and shares, property, you know, you name it. You'll have different assets. You'll be investing across the board, I'm sure, if you're listening to this podcast, or you'll be wanting to invest across the board. And then start building to that. And that's how you make it work. So, final question. Oh, no, final question. Final points I want to make this week for some things to be watching out for some real estate trends and things that are coming up. Number one, for all of you who have got office space and you're not able to let it, there is a big push for medical startups to take old office space because they actually need to be in labs. I wonder if you speak to your letting agents and find out if there are any medical startups in the local area who might want to come in and take your space. They are being given grants from Business Startup or the Growth Hub, Business Growth Hub, the UK Growth Hub, to come and take these units. So maybe you want to change the target tenant for your property. Something to think about. Following on from that, another thing I have seen this week, which is very specific to my part of the world, but I'm hoping that if it goes well, it's going to open up elsewhere. Wiltshire are launching the Vibrant Wiltshire Grant, which means that they are giving small tenants or small businesses the opportunity to get a grant of up to £10,000 to go and take an empty retail space within Wiltshire. The whole plan is behind this is that the local council don't want any shop fronts empty. So again, that's the Vibrant Wiltshire grant. Go and check that out and then start to keep your feelers out for if that's going to happen in your local area. Because if it's successful in one place, chances are it'll be successful in another place. Now, Wiltshire does actually have one of the highest council taxes in the country. The reason they're doing this is because they have a surplus of money. Nice, isn't it? And so if your council is struggling to know what to do with their money, maybe this is a scheme that they will start setting up. And then finally, I was reading Savills predictions for what they thought the best investments in real estate would be this year. And they made a really interesting point. They said that there probably will be a lot of investors who are betting on the government's proposed permitted development rights for Class MA changes, the changes to the Class A PDRs, to extend the maximum floor area that can be changed to residential to 3,000 square meters or scrapping that upper limit whatsoever. If that comes through, these bigger buildings, you know, think of where Wilkinson's was, Debenhams was, those kind of buildings. If that comes off, those buildings are going to be so much more valuable because at the moment, you still have to go and get full planning permission to change them into residential property. Imagine if that is relaxed. All of a sudden, you're going to start to see live workplace space in town centres. That, for me, is really exciting. Would you bet on buying a big property like that where it's cheap now because those changes haven't come in, but with the idea that maybe they will? Thing to think about. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I will catch up with you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, Natasha at ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.